This is Phoenix FM.
Right, now here we go with a special song.
Christmas pudding, Christmas pudding, piping hot, piping hot. Sprinkle on a sugar, sprinkle on a sugar. Eat a lot.
Very nice.
Thank you. Oh, available. There's kind of a little bit of a sinister twist to the end of the Christmas Carol. There was a little bit sinister, but it sounded very good up until that point. There's people out there going, "What was that noise?" That was Em just breathing. So breathing, yeah, just breathe. Pardon?
That was Emily, not me.
No, sorry, that wasn't. Just a little bit. Happy Christmas. Thanks
Christmas,
so much. Thanks so much, Em. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Be back next year.
Yes.
Bye. Oh, no, I'm getting a look. Right. Here we go. Here's Royal Blood with Tin Toon. It's Tin Toon. Is it Tin
Toon? Stone Age.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, Mel was saying, I just have to say, Mel was saying before she left the studio, I think this is the wrong bit, actually. Oh, what have I done? Oh, it's not that one. Sorry, it's this one. Now, Mel was saying just before she left the studio, have you heard the lyrics for Dean Martin's Baby It's Cold Outside? You know, lovely song, isn't it? Nice and cheerful. But Mel said actually the lyrics for Baby It's Cold Outside are rather sinister. So I thought I'd read out some. Here we go. This is Baby It's Cold Outside, the classic Christmas carol-ish. I really can't stay, but baby it's cold outside. I've got to go away. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping you'd drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hand, they're just like ice. My mother will worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry? My father will be pacing the floor. Listen to the fireplace roar. So really, I better scurry. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Well, maybe just a drink more. Put some records on while I pour. Oh my God. The neighbours might think, but baby it's bad out there. Say what you think, is this drink? No cabs to be out there. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight to break this spell. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell, hey? I ought to say no, 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 sir. Mind if I'm moving a little closer? At least I'm going to say that I tried. What's the sense of hurting people? I really can't stay. Baby, don't hold doubt. Baby, it's cold outside. The welcome has been. How lucky that you've dropped in. So nice and warm. Look out the window at the storm. Gosh, your lips look delicious. Waves upon a tropical shore. Gosh, your lips are delicious. Never a blizzard before. Think of my lifelong sorrow. If you caught pneumonia and died, get over that old doubt. But baby, it's cold outside. What a horrible song. That is Dean Martin there with Baby It's Cold Outside. You're right, Mel. That is very sinister. Talking of sinister, Scott Ross has just turned up in the studio. Who did struggle in yesterday with a cold, bless him. Nobody really noticed. Right, here's Bad Company. We can't get enough of your love, love, love. Ah, talking about rubbish. Now, you struggled in with your disgusting girl. You know what?
Right on cue.
But you, there's lovely Scott Ross is in the studio. You've got the disease as well. Yeah. We don't want to talk about that. And I've got it, and Joe Box has got it. And I've been wiping around with disinfectant wipes because I don't want anyone to get my germs, and we've all picked it up from each other.
Well, we're probably reinfecting one another.
Yours sounds actually like mine did on Friday. Yours sounds worse, actually, to be honest. Now, do you remember, I just wonder, when you were little, did you remember going to see Father Christmas?
Yes.
And what did you ask him for? Was it a hoop and a stick, or was it a train set? What was the things that you wanted for Christmas? Penny farthing, stuff like that? I know, what were the toys that were fashionable when you were growing up?
Well, of course, it was a very difficult times in those days.
Yeah.
So there were things that I would have liked.
Yeah.
But they weren't all the things that I could necessarily have. But I mean, small cars and things like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, did I just say you went round the back streets?
You did.
And it was, I didn't mean it quite like that. Anyway, Father Christmas...
Well, you laughed, you did.
You were talking... Fleming over there. So you were talking about your Christmas presents from Santa. It was bad times, because it's during the war. So what did you get, like a tangerine or something?
Well, I mean, I thought you were actually talking about when you went to see Father Christmas in the stores and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, what store did you go? Was it Harrods? It must have been, because you were posh. Mother, can I go and see Father Christmas at Harrods?
We didn't go to London, but it was in Southend. So it was the stores in Southend. You go and sit on Santa's lap and...
Santa? Oh, you are posh. We used to call him Santa, but you call him Saunter. Hello, Mother, Father, can I go and see Saunter? So what did Saunter... What did Saunter... What did you say to Father Saunter? What did you ask him for? Hello, Saunter. So posh. That's what I mean about you. People don't realise. Very well educated.
I said, Saunter.
And what gifts did you ask him for?
I said, he said, what are you hoping for Christmas? And I just sort of said that I would like to have a train set or thing. I mean, I didn't get them, but I couldn't. I was lucky to get the hoop and stick and the tangerine. But I used to get lots of...
You just got a stick.
Yes, you had to wait till next year to get the hoop.
It's all what I've always wanted, a stick. Yeah. Happy Christmas, Father. Oh, no, it's horrible. Yes.
Well,
and then they beat you with it.
As they say, hoop springs eternal.
Oh, dear. Right, we're going to have some ads, but I think we need a bit of time to recover. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Personally, no.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Get that right.
Go
off to
away.
See Saunter.
Mum used to love this time of year. We really do miss...
37, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Still in the studio is the gorgeous Scott Ross. Well, I say gorgeous, I didn't really mean it, actually, to be quite honest.
You go off to Specsavers after this, are you?
Well, no, you are. You are gorgeous. I always say you've got lovely green eyes, and people say, well, what are you saying you've got green eyes for? What does that mean on the radio?
It means that the rest of me is hideous.
That's not true. Now, we've got the question of the day. I don't think it's mentioning Saunter, though, but we missed that earlier. We were talking about Saunter. Right, here we go. Question of the day. What food do you really enjoy over Christmas, and what food do you absolutely hate? I don't really... Turkey I can take or leave, really.
Yeah.
I'm not really that keen. I love Brussels sprouts, I must admit. Don't love me, though. Brandy butter, not really that keen. Christmas pudding, I'll eat that probably once a year, but only under duress. And also, I'm not keen on mince pies. I think they're foul.
Oh.
Don't like mincemeat.
Oh.
There we go.
So there.
Right. Now, we've got Conno Cady said, I just love food. I'm not a big fan of turkey since our whole family got food poisoned when I was little. We don't cook a turkey for Christmas. Our Christmas dinner, well, you obviously didn't cook a turkey last time.
That's what went wrong, yeah.
Exactly. Our Christmas dinner is usually two meats, a spud, and four vegetables.
One spud?
Is that a bit... Oh, sorry, spuds and maybe four veg. Is it what you count out your vegetables? What sort of family? I don't understand. He said he loves Christmas cake and Christmas pudding.
Right.
Trudy said, I love all Christmas food. It's as simple as that. Bill Hipkiss over in Australia, he said, while I don't hate turkey, I'd be happier to never eat it. It's boring.
Oh. It depends how it's been cooked.
Or not, as the case will be.
Thank you.
Leanne Reeves has said, I love Brussels and I dislike Christmas pudding. A lot of people don't like Christmas pudding. Tony Eve said, hi, Michelle. I absolutely hate roast parsnips with a passion. When I was a nipper, my nan would serve them up alongside the roast potatoes, which I adore. But I find myself scoffing what I thought was a delicious roast tatty, then having to spit out the horrendous bitter taste of a parsnip from hell. I love parsnips.
I hate them.
Really?
And Brussels sprouts.
Brussels who?
Brussels sprouts.
What is wrong with your pronunciation? It's better than that.
I've got a cold.
Isn't your posh pronunciation today?
Well, you've probably got my...
What about with bacon? You can stir fry them, you know. Brussels sprouts, you can cut up and stir fry.
I say might do. I still don't like the taste of Brussels sprouts. They're horrible.
What about... I tell you what is nice people don't have a lot of. It's celeriac. That's delicious.
I don't even know what it is.
You can mash it up. It's a bit like a mashed potato, but it's like a celery taste. It's beautiful with loads of butter and cream. It's fantastic. Sweden. You don't get Swede so much now. That's nice mashed with butter. Yeah. Anything mashed with butter is just fabulous and cream.
Right, okay.
Your face. Right.
Smash.
Smash. Lee has said, I love it all. What a pig. Brussels roast spuds, turkey, mince pies, wine, brandy, vodka, Christmas pudding. I love it all. And Scott Ross has said, the biggest wine at Christmas, W-H-I-N-E. I don't like Brussels sprouts or parsnips, and I don't.
Right, so the biggest wine that you have at Christmas is the kids say,
I don't like Brussels sprouts or parsnips.
Sparklips?
Parsnips.
Did you just hear laughter in the background then?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Well, I'm hoping that was on the track I've just played.
Either that or we've got a ghost in here.
Not again. The ghost of Christmas past.
Clearly.
Right, 12:41, let's have some music. I don't know what I'm going to play now. What do you fancy? Better not ask you that.
No, you better not.
Taking off the air. What about a bit of electric light? Or just, I can't even say it. I'm going to play Joseph Mraz instead. It's easy to pronounce.